Hey, everybody. Today on the Charlie Kirk Show.
What actually happened on January 6th? Was it an out-of-control mob? Was it an insurrection against our government? The answer is critically important.
As always, you can email us your questions, freedom@charliekirk.com. Action-packed episode, everybody. Thank you for supporting us. Thank you for emailing us. And also, get involved with Turning Point USA at tpusa.com. Can't forget that. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Noble Gold Investments is the official gold sponsor of the Charlie Kirk Show, a company that specializes in gold IRAs and physical delivery of precious metals. Learn how you could protect your wealth with Noble Gold Investments at NobleGoldInvestments.com. That is NobleGoldInvestments.com. It's where I buy all of my gold. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com. It is January 5th, 2024. Tomorrow is January 6th, and Joe Biden is planning like a Led Zeppelin tour. He's doing multiple speeches. It's a center of his campaign. His new advertisement will play. It's focusing on January 6th, January 6th threat to our democracy. But let's go into the time machine and remember what happened on January 5th. People don't remember this as much as they should. January 5th is actually what I was the most focused on that week. And I wish the movement would have been the most focused on January 5th. What was it? January 5th, there were two runoff races in Georgia that were going to determine the future of the United States Senate. In Georgia, you had Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue. Herschel Walker came later. And this could have been a check and a balance against Joe Biden becoming president of the United States. Of course, we know what happened in Georgia. It was a big disappointment. I don't think we talk enough about how that disappointment played into some of the anger and the frustration that we saw the next day on January 6th. Now, what happened on January 6th was a mess. Chaos, disorganized, the amount of federal agents involved, we still don't know. We're going to play some tape to show that. Donald Trump gave a speech where he said, peacefully and patriotically march to the Capitol. We got news of pipe bombs. We still don't know who planted the pipe bombs. It's very, very suspicious. Now, I would love not to focus or emphasize January 6th for an entire program. There's a lot other things happening in our country right now. Our border is open. We are deteriorating our currency, our purchasing power, rumors of war and war abroad. We're transing and grooming our kids. There's a lot going on. But the Democrats and the media, they're going all in on this January 6th narrative. And we have to address it. You have to make sure the truth gets out in regards to January 6th. Now, what is the truth regarding January 6th? We may never know. We may never know the entire picture. We do know that there were some people that did things they should not have done. The vandalism, hitting cops, should not have done it. We also know that there are now over 1,000 people that have been penalized and criminalized in an unprecedented dragnet fashion for literally walking into the Capitol, and they have been found into this massive federal operation, over 1,300 people. And you combine all this together, the way that the media and the way that the government talks about January 6th is if they'd never want to let it go. It's an obsession. You could almost make the argument that they're comfortable talking about only one thing, and that is the threat to democracy. And right on cue, Joe Biden put out his first advertisement of the 2024 campaign. Now, I find this narrative to be unpersuasive. I don't find it to be moving, but they think it is. They might have some data, some analytics to show that if they run on our democracy, that they can win. January 6th is the cornerstone of their entire program. Play cut 63.
There's an extremist movement that does not share the basic beliefs in our democracy. All of us are being asked right now, what will we do to maintain our democracy? History's watching. The world is watching. Most important, our children and grandchildren will hold us responsible. The Vice President and I have supported voting rights since day one of this administration. And I ask every American to join me in this cause.
Every American to join me in this cause in the fight for our democracy. They're going all in. So what exactly happened on January 6th? The timeline, I think, is very, very important. Donald Trump was planning and did give a speech right outside of the White House. Gave a speech right there near the mall, the National Mall, where he famously said this, peacefully and patriotically, march to the Capitol. Now, the other important element of this is if we don't push back on the core narrative of January 6th, they're trying to kick Donald Trump off the ballot based on the events of January 6th. Play cut 101.
I know that everyone here will soon be marching over to the Capitol building to peacefully and patriotically make your voices heard.
Peacefully and patriotically make your voices heard. On January 6th, 2021, thousands of people in doing their constitutionally protected duty marched to the Capitol because they were upset. And they had every reason to be upset. The 2020 election was unlike any we've ever seen before. Late night ballot counting shenanigans, pipe bursting, $400 million for the Center for Technology and Civic Life, the shadow campaign that saved the 2020 election, according to Molly Ball, suppression of the Hunter Biden laptop story, a guy who couldn't even get six or seven people to attend his rallies, got the most votes of any candidate in American history. They allowed all these quote-unquote peaceful protests, which were the burning of Wendy's, the burning of our streets. And if you were a MAGA supporter, they called you a super spreader. There was this pent-up anger. I don't think this is calculated enough into the January 6th equation. 2020 was a pressure cooker. Masking our kids, closing down schools. Two side of rules, taking away Easter, taking away gathering for Pentecost, taking away church gatherings, taking away community gathering places. It was this pressure cooker, almost a volcano waiting to happen. The question is, how many federal agents were involved in trying to instigate and turn up the temperature, not turn down the temperature? Play cut 106.
When I said how many agents or assets of the government were present on January 5th and January 6th and agitating in the crowd to go into the Capitol and how many went into the Capitol, can you answer that now?
I don't know the answer to that question.
Oh, last time, you don't know how many there were or there were none?
I don't know the answer to either of those questions. If there were any, I don't know how many. I don't know whether there are any.
Why couldn't you just say that there were none? There were no feds. There were no federal agents. Back in November, Clay Higgins has come out and he said that there's over 2,000, he believes, over 2,000 agents embedded in the January 6th crowd, including assets inside the Capitol dressed as Trump supporters. Over 2,000 federal agents, according to Congressman Clay Higgins. How many were actually in the crowd? What were they doing? Was this more of a Fed operation, or was this a riot that went out of control? Play cut 103.
They had, I suspect, over 200 agents embedded within a crowd, including agents, or as they would call human assets, inside the Capitol, dressed as Trump supporters, before the doors were opened.
We need to make sure we get the narrative right on January 6th. It is going to be in a key attack vector for the Democrats going into 2024. What actually happened on that day? Was it an insurrection? The answer to that question is not insignificant. Donald Trump's future, both legally and also politically on the ballot, depends on our ability to tell the truth and find out the truth of what happened on January 6th, 2021. Was it a creation of the intel agencies? Was it an out-of-control mob? Was it an insurrection against our government? The answer is critically important. Dark clouds are gathering as markets shudder. Stocks are sinking and currency stumbling. Fear and uncertainty reign. The Middle East, Ukraine, Taiwan, the debt, it is endless. Yet one asset historically stands firm. It is gold. In crisis after crisis, gold is there in the background. Its enduring value guards against loss, like a missile shield against incoming. If paper wealth burns, gold has shown the strength to persist. Noble Gold says to shield your savings against looming threats, war, recession, contagion, and avoid the frenzied panic of the unprepared. Noble Gold says take control in the chaos. Brave warriors say that fortune favors decisive action. Noble warns to get a hold of gold now before the price could be out of reach. Right now, Noble Gold Investments offers a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin with every new IRA. Claim your free coin today as this new storm gathers, panic looms, and some of the places you were thinking of for your money, well, they don't look so clever anymore. We balance our asset mix to shield a future from disaster. Research opening a Noble Gold Investments IRA to claim your free bullion coin today. That's noblegoldinvestments.com now. noblegoldinvestments.com, the only gold company I could personally speak of for their service. Colin does an amazing job at noblegoldinvestments.com. They want the narrative to be this, that Donald Trump, a former president, deployed his supporters with knowledge and planning to go take over the government, an insurrection. This is exactly why they had to lie about police officer Brian Sicknick's death. This is why they had to try to cover up the whole Ashley Babbitt thing. This is why they've done the dragnet. Owen Schwoyer, federal prison for a speech crime, didn't even go into the Capitol. There are 1,300 people that are under either federal indictment or have been convicted. And they say they're just getting started. They want to get to 2,000 to 3,000. It is a slow drip dragnet operation campaign of the federal government. But why? Because they want to try to make this seem that if you give these people power back, you're giving power back to Jefferson Davis and the Confederacy. Joe Biden has and will continue to compare January 6th to Pearl Harbor, 9/11, Gettysburg. In fact, there's tape that we could show you of commentators going on and saying, yeah, you know, it was Pearl Harbor, the worst attack since 9/11. Where were the weapons if it was such an attack on our Capitol? At the very least, the most innocent, and let's just say, without even getting involved in the federal government's operation, if you just look at facts, if you just look at what we know, on January 6th, it was a mob that got out of control, and that was it. Did they take over the government? Did they stop official proceedings? And as I said this before, and I'll say it again, the young gay staffer who filmed himself having gay sex in the Senate hearing room did something far worse than 99% of the people on January 6th. Without a doubt. Complete desecration of the Senate space. Now that's an insurrection of some other sort. Joe Biden needs to have this narrative because it also justifies the strengthening, the solidifying of the security state. Play cut 93.
Eve of the third anniversary of January 6th, we wanted to talk to some of the heroes of that day who helped to save our democracy. They are former members of the Capitol Hill Police and DC Metro Police, part of the law enforcement teams that defended the Capitol that day, and the lawmakers inside from the rioters who violently stormed the building January 6, 2021, following a Trump rally. Joining us now, former Capitol Police Officer Harry Dunn. He's the author of the book Standing My Ground. Former D.C. Metropolitan Police Officer Michael Fanone. His book on the January 6th insurrection is titled Hold the Line. And former Capitol Police Officer Aquilino Gunnell. He's the author of the book American Shield, available now in both English and Spanish.
Is this a joke? I'm sorry, I haven't seen this tape before. They all have their own book, and it's available in English and Spanish. By the way, who came up with these stupid titles? Hold the Line, American Shield, I am Strong, Build the Wall. Is that the next one? Build the Wall, like, or I Am the Wall. Now you got to get these titles again. It's too much. Are you? And by the way, how does the MSNBC host with a straight face go through all these? And joining us now is Carl Smith, author of the book Defender of Democracy, and author of the next one is Watchers on the Wall, and author of the next one is I Am Shield. The next one was My Pearl Harbor. I mean, this is, if you want to talk about a synthetic media narrative, how on earth do you get these four or five guys, all of a sudden they get book deals and these things as if what they experienced on January 6th was Normandy Beach? And the answer is because they need that narrative. Play cut 94.
Do you have an announcement to make right here on Morning Joe? What is it?
So here right now, I'm here to announce my candidacy for Congress in Maryland's 3rd District. And, you know, I just want to continue. What better way than to continue fighting for the people of Maryland, for the people of the United States, and to continue to defend democracy? Because I think on January 6th, it exposed, one, how weak and fragile that it is. And I don't think it's an exaggeration to say, it may sound scary, but we are one election away from the extinction of democracy as we know it. I mean, Donald Trump said it himself that he is ready to be a dictator. So right now I'm here to announce my candidacy to fight back and be able to push back against the people in Congress right now that I spent the last 15 years of my life protecting.
What actually happened on January 6th? Hey everyone, Charlie Kirk here. For 10 years, Patriot Mobile has been America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. And when I say only, trust me, they are the only one. Glenn and the team have been great supporters of this program, which is why I'm so proud to partner with them. Patriot Mobile offers dependable nationwide coverage, giving you the ability to access all three major networks, which means you get the same coverage you've been accustomed to without funding the left. When you switch to Patriot Mobile, you're sending the message that you support free speech, religious liberty, the sanctity of life, Second Amendment, our military veterans, and first responder heroes. Their 100% U.S.-based customer service team makes switching easy. So keep your number, keep your phone, or upgrade. Their team will help you find the best plan for your needs. Just go to patriotmobile.com/Charlie or call 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation when you use offer code Charlie. Join me and make the switch today. That is patriotmobile.com/Charlie. That is patriotmobile.com/Charlie or call 972-PATRIOT. Join me and make the switch today. That is patriotmobile.com/Charlie and free activation using offer code Charlie.
So as MSNBC is trying to remember January 6th, they unintentionally turn it into the Oprah Book Club. It's like, okay, we have the book club going on here. Wait a second, what? It was so traumatic, it was so terrible that every single one of us have to have books of us staring into the distance, the gaze. How did I possibly survive what happened on January 6th? You know the only person that was murdered on January 6th? Ashley Babbitt. Yes, some police officers were assaulted. Does every police officer that's assaulted by some thug in Philadelphia and Chicago write a book? So first, number 108, this is Michael Fanon. Now, look, I've got to be honest. This whole thing is so planned. It's so fake. Some PR agent, some K Street, DNC connected agency. This is a total op, what you're looking at. 100% an op. Okay, coming up first is Michael Fanon, New York Times bestseller, Hold the Line, The Insurrection and One Cop's Battle for America's Soul. Now, this is not insignificant, everybody, because if they set the baseline of insurrection, how many members of the Colorado Supreme Court read this book? They probably did. Michael Fanon and John Schiffman. By the way, Nancy Pelosi endorsed this book. I'll get to that in a second. Coming up next is Anquilino Gunnell and Susan Shapiro, American Shield. Don't you love these names? Yeah, I'm sure he came up with this on his own. American Shield. Give me a break. The Immigrant Sergeant Who Defended Democracy. Nancy Pelosi endorses the book. Riveting, an all-American tale of duty and determination, beautifully told by an immigrant, a veteran, and a patriot. Nancy Pelosi. Wait, hold on, Nancy. If you were so big on protecting the Capitol, why did you turn away assistance for the National Guard that Donald Trump wanted to send to the Capitol? Nancy Pelosi is on this one, too. Now, this is the interesting one. Harry Dunn. No, she was on the first one. Harry Dunn, Standing My Ground. So just for you keeping score at home.
You have Hold the Line. You have American Shield and Standing My Ground. You guys can get the bundle deal, by the way. You guys can get the Insurrection bundle deal on Amazon for $22. You know, you get the bundle deal. It's like the Chronicles of Narnia. 1, 2, 3. Lord of the Rings. First, you get Michael Fanon, Hold the Line, and then you get American Shield by Enquindo Quillo Gonell and Standing My Ground by Harry Dunn. And Capitol Police officers fight for accountability and good trouble after January 6th. I want to make sure I'm being very clear. I don't trivialize cops that are assaulted. I don't think that's acceptable. You should go to jail if you touch a cop, period. What I do think is obviously worthy of repudiation is the synthetic PR op that this has become. Standing My Ground by, oh, it gets better. I got to read this. A Capitol Police officers fight for accountability and good trouble. Good trouble is a Marxist phrase, by the way. Literally a Marxist left-wing phrase. And these are allegedly New York Times bestsellers. And without getting too deep into this, what do these books say? Exactly. We opened the doors for a bunch of MAGA people, and one of them was dressed like Chewbacca. We got orders not to do our job. We sent projectiles of tear gas that made the mob get angry. This is obviously not. By the way, I didn't even know about these books until MSNBC has all three authors on at the same time. Michael Fanon, Enquilo Gonell, and Harry Dunn. They all need to play the PR part, which is to bring up the temperature, bring up the narrative that this was somehow modern day Pearl Harbor. Let's go to this cut here. Play cut 107.
Trust the American people to draw their own conclusions. They should not be dictated by some narrative and accept that as fact. So they can review the tapes themselves. We're going through a methodical process of releasing them as quickly as we can. As you know, we have to blur some of the faces of persons who participated in the events of that day because we don't want them to be retaliated against and to be charged by the DOJ and to have other concerns and problems.
Hold on a second. So Speaker Johnson still hasn't released all the tapes. Why? I don't understand. By the way, what a way that would be to counter the January 6th narrative. Speaker Johnson, are you listening? You want to take back the narrative tomorrow? Release everything you have. Flood the zone. Anniversary January 6th, release it all. You would take back the narrative immediately. You see, Joe Biden wants this like perfectly tailored Gettysburg, fight against fascism, all that nonsense, flanked by Marines, the same thing he did in Philadelphia, Independence Hall. You want to take back the narrative? Release it all. And by the way, I want to be clear. Roseanne Boyland also died on January 6th. And some say that the police did it. I don't know the evidence around that. But it was Roseanne Boyland and also Ashley Babbitt, 34-year-old Trump supporter from Georgia. Some people say appears to have been killed in a crush of fellow rioters as their attempt to fight through a police line. So how many police officers died on January 6th? None. None. If you ask a Democrat just on the street, how many police officers died on January 6th? Sitnik died later, by the way. He died later. And there were other very suspicious circumstances around other deaths. And Sitnik died of a stroke, just to be very clear. So this is another interesting piece of tape. This is Nancy Pelosi's daughter discussing January 6th, where she even acknowledges that January 6ers can't get a fair trial, the media overhyped it, and they need a new war to distract Americans. January 6th had no guns and no plans, just people taking selfies. Play cut 104.
Local media every day, you can't have a fair trial.
Well, the reason, I think time is going to remember January 6th differently. Yeah. Right now, people are still, there's two things. Media needs stuff to fill. I mean, if you watch TV on January 6th, it was like January 6th, 24/7. As time goes on, it's going to be less.
Yeah.
And so I think also people are going to lose their office, the jobs. The people that were there are going to lose their jobs. So it's not going to mean anything if you weren't even there. And
I know.
We
need like a war to break up.
Yeah, no, it's right. No. Wait, I thank you for your time.
Oh, absolutely.
Listen, I really, I know you're not the bad guy. I mean, if there is, I haven't found the bad guy yet. But if there is, I know you're not.
What is the guy with the eye patch? I mean, he's like a stereotypical bad guy.
But the thing, why I asked you the question of like, so what was the plan? Is that if there was an insurrection, you were supposed to be in line. Marching, you're in the military, you know.
Right?
This.
No, that's
you're supposed to have a plan.
Exactly. It's called the operations order. You sit down like, overnight with your soldiers. You go right. Over. All right, you're going to go here. You're going to go in by this side. At this time, we're going to take over this. There was none of that.
If it was an insurrection, it's the sorriest insurrection in the 21st century ever. No guns.
A guy smoking pot.
Oh, we do that. We just went to New Hampshire last week for the guy that just was drinking beer.
Well, my favorite guy.
So that's an exchange with Nancy Pelosi's daughter saying that we know January 6ers can't get a fair trial in D.C. By the way, it's so frustrating how many of these facts are buried by the media. And Joe Biden wants to have his uninterrupted moment to say that if you don't keep on giving me political power, this is what's coming next. This is also going to be used for the continuation and the justification of the American security state. Then we need to be able to spy on Americans. Remember John Brennan went on television and he said, even libertarians are in on this now. He said, anarchists, you know, anti-government types, libertarians. And where were the weapons on January 6th? Right now, Donald Trump is under federal indictment connected to the narrative war on January 6th. Right now, Jack Smith has him under federal indictment. This anniversary is not insignificant. And the way the media has been framing this to an untrained eye, say, oh, wow, you know, this has been the worst thing ever. But look no further that we even got a little taste of the clips. Remember, that's Tucker Carlson was taken off air right after he put up the January 6th clips. Makes you wonder how important actually is the narrative around January 6th. It's incredibly important to the regime, important to Liz Cheney, important to Adam Kinzinger, because it's an opportunity. It's an opportunity for them to extinguish and to eliminate the conservative faction of the Republican Party. They want a uniparty Republican Party. And by the way, I want to make a correction. Clay Higgins said that he believes there are over 200 agents, not 2,000. For whatever reason, it said 2,000 there, but I meant 200 earlier. So let's say there were 200 federal agents. 200 federal agents on January 6th. What were they doing? Were they instigating? Why weren't they stopping it is the more important question. Why weren't the federal agents stopping it? If they're actually law enforcement, weren't they going to try to prevent an attack on the Capitol? Or was the federal government facilitating an attack on the Capitol? Okay, Kirk fans, I need you to stop and pay attention to this. If you deal with exhaustion, brain fog, mood swings, or food cravings, if you're constantly getting sick or simply lack the zeal you used to have in life, then I have some news for you. A while back, I found a liquid supplement called Strong Cell, and it changed my health in a very profound way. I take it every single day. Look, I knew I had to partner with them. I did the research, Google, and look up online what happens when you mix NADH with CoQ10 and marine collagen. It's simple. Every area of your body has cells, so if your cells are healthier, then you will also be healthier. You don't have to take my word for it. Listen to one of these testimonials. After taking Strong Cell for 6 weeks, I found improvement in many areas, less shoulder pain, improved mental clarity, increased natural energy, and so much more. I'm thankful that Charlie Kirk recommended this to his listeners. Rebecca says, I absolutely love Strong Cell. At first, I didn't think it would make much of a difference for my chronic fatigue, depression, and anxiety, but I thought I'd give it a chance. I've tried to find depression meds for 10 years, and since you used Strong Cell, I'm feeling better than I ever have on depression medication. Customer for life. Thank you, Charlie Kirk, for recommending this product. So there it is. You've heard from me directly and some of the users who have seen their lives changed by Strong Cell. I personally recommend taking it every day for at least 30 days. I take it every day before I go on the air, and it's helped me in more ways than I can even name. Each of our bodies is very different, so I would recommend you give the supplement at least 2 to 3 months to see the changes in your body. Go to StrongCell.com and learn more for yourself. That's StrongCell.com/Charlie. And don't forget to use discount code Charlie at checkout to get your special 20% discount for Kirk listeners. Or you can call 888-596-0155 to order over the phone. That is 888-596-0155 or visit strongsale.com/Charlie. So who planted the pipe bombs? The pipe bombs are a huge component of this. So according to the narrative, apparently somebody who has not yet been arrested in 3 years, who we know was on their cell phone, went to the both RNC and DC, DNC, RNC and DNC and planted pipe bombs. They did not detonate. Whether they were real pipe bombs or not, we may never know. But we got some news alert that, oh my goodness, the RNC and DNC pipe bombs are discovered. It is so incongruent with what was happening on January 6th, right? On January 6th, we were told that there were people coming and storming the Capitol. There were no barricades. It was like bike racks. It was a joke. The National Guard was called to be deployed. Nancy Pelosi said no. So, but what did the RNC and DNC have to do with this? It had the potential to be, without a doubt, the deadliest aspect of January 6th, if they were actually pipe bombs. It could have been an attempted Oklahoma City type bombing. Not that many people would have died. A ton of people died in Oklahoma City bombings. Terrible. But this is the closest to actual domestic terrorism that we saw on January 6th. And yet, law enforcement hasn't been able to find a person, a lead, or arrest anybody. Why is that? So this person was using their cell phone. We know that based on security footage. Geo-tracking means we could easily find that person. They did that to find a bunch of other January 6th protesters. A ton. So who planted the pipe bombs and why 3 years later has this person not been found or arrested? Was this an intelligence failure or an intelligence operation? As put 111 on the screen as I'm going through this, look at this insane insurrection that Joe Biden is going to be really fired up about. Look at this right here. That looks more like a guided tour for a middle school from Tacoma, Washington of the Capitol than a armed insurrection against our government. An insurrection? They're getting a VIP tour. And by the way, we also need to set the record straight. It is our house. It is the Congress's house. You assault a police officer, you vandalize, you smash windows, you got to be held accountable. This is like an eighth grade DC trip. It's our house, the Congress's. That's not trespassing. They say, oh, you know, it's criminal trespassing and an interference with an official government proceeding. That is an overused government statute. If that's the case, throw Jamal Bowman in federal prison. Jamal Bowman, interruption of a federal proceeding, pulls a fire alarm, obviously, to try to prevent something he doesn't like that's happening, some vote that was occurring. No. We know what's really going on here. It's a guided tour. Look at this. Keep on playing 111. You think that these police officers' life is under duress? How many of these guys wrote books? Those guys there, did they all write books? The day my life was in danger because I gave a guided tour of the DC Capitol. Or the next one where they're just kind of walking by and the police officers are just watching and watching. And I don't doubt for a second, there were police officers who were in very difficult situations. No doubt. Unacceptably. But some you'd be led to believe that every single one of these police officers, look at this. When are we going to get a Die Hard style January 6th action movie? While they're watching people with their don't tread on me flags. As Tucker Carlson beautifully said, the average January 6th protester was the type of guy that shows up at 6 a.m. to a Republican meeting on a Saturday morning with a pocket constitution and his personalized business card with a quote from James Madison. Look at that. They're just getting guided tours. Their little pocket constitution right here. The narrative around January 6th is incredibly important. They're going to try to make it seem as if there is a massive threat of an insurrection. Does that look like an insurrection to you? That is a guided tour of the Capitol. A couple people acted in ways they shouldn't have. Did they act because they were instigated and invited and coordinated by the federal government? Don't tread on me flags, American flags, walking by. The takeaway is this. If you don't challenge the core assumption, if you do not challenge what they're building their entire case on, look at all the other things we get. We got a police state, security state, Donald Trump in prison, Donald Trump called an insurrection. It's their entire campaign. We have to lean into the information war, reject the lie, tell the truth, because the truth will set us free, free from these lies being pushed by the regime. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening. God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.